Okay, the topic that I indicated I would discuss last week, and I hope to discuss it, Mitzvah Hashem, today, is the probably one of the most famous topic in the parak called Mitzvah Chalitza. And that's the question whether Yom Kippur Mitzvah say when you do Chalitza, or simply it's a matir, which means that if you want to marry somebody else, so of course you have to fulfill the Mitzvah of Chalitza. And the Nafkamina, I wrote on number one, I didn't produce the tshuva, but there's a famous tshuva, the Chassam Sefer. It's in Chelek Dalet, Simen Peh Hei. Regarding, I mentioned this last week, a Yavam and a Yavama that are Zkenim, that are elderly. And as a result, because of all types of reasons relating to their octogenarian state, because of Zikna, and also because of they're somewhat embarrassed, or maybe there's also an element of tircha, they decided, lo bi yabein, below lachlots. Not interested in yibum, not interested in chalitza. They want to remain in the state of skukim zelozeh, state of limbo. Zokuk zelozeh. Now the question is this appropriate kind of behavior or not? So the Achronim have a field day with this question, and they bring rayas from Gemaras, rayas from Rishonim. So we'll start with the Mishnah, the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. It's also Mishnah Becheres. It's item number two. I'm just following the Mar Mekomos. I'm going to Fiyah Seder. The Mishnah Becheres, in the first parak, but it's a Gemara in Yevamos, a famous Gemara, Daf Lamed Tesfim Beis. It's also quoted a bit later on over here, but the Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Lamed Tesfim Beis, you can see it over here. It's a Mishnah Becheres. I actually wrote some of it down, where the Mishnah writes, Mitzvah Sayibum Kodemes L'Mitzvah Chalitza. That when you have a choice, so the preference is to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yibum. But Rishonah Shehoyu Miskabne L'Shem Mitzvah. That's only the Chatchila when the Kavanah was L'Shem Shavayim, when people were operating in an ideal kind of state. I think this Gemara is also quoted on Daf Kuftes, which I believe is today's Daf. So on Kuftes of Aleph, you also have this Mishnah in Becheres, which is also Sugi Nibamas Daf Lamed Tes, here item number two. And basically, as you can see, that the Chatchila, as we mentioned, Mitzvah Sayibum, Kodemus, and Mitzvah Chalitza. There are Mar Mekomos you could follow, Rav Shmuel. Thank you. Also, if you have a Gemara in Nibamas, that would be helpful, unless you probably know it, so it's not a problem. But so here, the Gemara Daf Kuf Tesem and Alton on the bottom of the page, which is our Daf today, and the Gemara Daf Lamed Tesem and Beis and Yevamos, and the Mishnah Becheres, tells that the Mitzvah of Yibum takes precedence over the Mitzvah of Chalitza. But that's only by Rishonah, where they were Mechabin L'Shem Mitzvah. And now the Gemara says, Yachshar Shem is Kabin L'Shem Mitzvah, but they have all kinds of other reasons. I mentioned that in Ashkenazic world, Yibum is unheard of. In this Sephardic world, it's to my astounding amazement, it is operative. The Sfardim, Ara Yom Hazeh, still do Yibum. So I had the audacity to ask a Sfardi a fair number of years ago when I witnessed this Yibum. I was present at the Yibum, at least the beginning of it, let's say, put it in such a terminology. How in heaven's name do you do this? You're not doing L'Shem Noi, all the reasons that the Gemara mentions, I want you not do Yibam? Of course not. Completely L'Shem Shavayim. And then he told me, Rak HaSfaradim mitkadim L'Shem Shavayim. Ashkenazim lo yodim mazeh. Anyway, okay, that was quite a statement.
You can say the same thing about any case of
correct?
Any marriage.
The same, anyway, no, but here you have a Gemara. The Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says, Abba Shol Omer, HaKenes Yibinto L'Shem Noi L'Shem Ishus L'Shem Dabar Acher Ki L'Pogeh Be'erva. Wow, what a statement. You don't have that statement regarding other, in other areas, regarding Kedushin. We don't say that. There's a Mishnah in Yevamos, Chav Dalet. That's a real problem today. Rav Magid, Makash Bevia. Because I'm just saying, the Mishnah Chav Dalet in Yevamos, with the Mishnah, this is the issue with Geirus that we have today. Most Geirus are for
ulterior motives.
Let's put it nicely, okay. Ulterior motives. You meet a nice Swedish girl. You want to marry her. It's against the Mishnah. Yes, the Machabir Shemanoch. And yet it's done. But they didn't do it. Anyway, so I'm going back over here. So perhaps, maybe, when the Mishnah says over here, and the Gemara on Kuftes, And the lashon that is used in the Mishnah Becharis is mitzvas yibum kodemet lemitzvas chalitza. Perhaps the word mitzvah does not necessarily have to be interpreted literally. Mitzvah just means a din. There's a halacha that yibum is preferable over chalitza. Now the reason why I mention that, because I've discussed this before a number of times. There are a number of famous Rambams, and here you do have, for example, on page number 2, you'll see there are two Rambams, there are more than two. I'm just giving you two examples of Rambams. I think I mentioned this already. I was in an elevator in Boston. I went to a simcha, probably over 50 years ago. I was a very, very young man. And at that point in time, there were three Gdolei Yisrael that were there, and they went into an elevator. So I scooted into the elevator with them. I happen to have a phobia of elevators. But I stalked Gdolei Yisrael, and that trumped the fear of elevators. It was Hagoyin, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Hagoyin, my Rebbe, Maron Harav Zatzal, Rav Soloveitchik, and Hagoyin, Rav Dov Lifshitz Zatzal, who's your outsider next week. I perhaps may speak about him, because no one knows who he is. The Suv Al-Kohol. Anyway, so, and then the following conversation ensued. And the conversation was based on this Rambam, Mitzvah Reishchof, based on Sefer Mitzvah. The Rambam counts, Shetzivonu Lagarish Mishtar. What is the mitzvah to divorce your wife? Mor says twice in Shas. Mor said in Sanhedrin, Mor said at the end of Gittin, that Mizbeach Moedel of the Mois. Mishim Lagarish Ishtar Rishena, Mizbeach Moedel of the Mois. So clearly it's not such a good thing to do. And yet the Rambam counts it, Sefer Mitzvah. This question was asked by Hagoyin of Double Lishin Zatzal to the other two participants in this elevated crowd. And Harav Soloveitchik asked permission from Rav Moshe to answer the question. Kach ra'iti v'shamati b'mo'enai u'b'mo'aznai. So Rav Moshe said, surely. So Rav Soloveitchik answered, and he demonstrated conclusively that the Rambam sometimes has in Sefer Mitzvah something that he counts as a mitzvah, but obviously there's no chiyuv that everyone should go and get married and then divorce their wife, chas v'sholom, but rather a procedure. If something has to be done procedurally in a certain kind of way, that will be counted by the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah. There are many examples. Here there are two in front of you. Those are the two that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik in the elevator. One is Reish Chof Beis and one is Reish Mem Hei. Reish Mem Hei, here you see, one second. By the way, the one who discussed this is Minchas Chinuch. Don't worry, he didn't. Rav Soloveitchik said on another occasion, there's not a Hakira that man missed. Not a Hakira in Kol HaTorah Kula that man missed, the Minchas Chinuch. So he also discussed this question, if you remember, in the mitzvah of Shin Samach Dalet, I think it is, with reference to the Rambam, with reference to tshuva. The Rambam, when he counts the mitzvah of tshuva, what is the mitzvah of tshuva? Vidui. And right away, they go to town on that matter. I'm not going into that right now, but I'm just showing you a second example here. Reish Mem Hei, Shetzivonu B'din Mekach Memka. Ratzalom HaPonim HaShebo Yiskayim HaMecher Ben HaMocher V'Akone. Means all the procedural details, all the minutia that are involved in any sale, which Chazal, by the way, understand that the chatchila, when you engage in a transaction, nature of sale, obviously you should prefer to do it with a Jew, la misecha, or kodem yad misecha, and then the din of vayno, I mentioned by the Torah, and then he goes to machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, and then he says towards the end, he's boylecha. And essentially, why did the Rambam count this? The answer is because the Maisi Kinyan, even though we're not talking about any obligation, but there's a procedure that's involved over here, and that procedure has to be followed, and that's what the Rambam counts it. And that's essentially what Rav Soloveitchik said in that elevated conversation. That's what I heard, Kach Shamati, maybe 50 years ago. And here you see. What was that? It's called a mitzvah, procedure, but it's a procedure, exactly. I'm coming to that. I'll get to that. This is part of what, if you give me till about 1 o'clock, I'll be able to really delineate it properly. What?
What's the key in Mekka?
There's none. There's no key in Mekka. There might be Kenyan, and the procedure, how it has to be done, that's how the Rambam counts in 7 mitzvahs. Okay, that's not my interest. It's just a chagav. This is just an opening salvo. Anyway, so now, we want to get to the, look in the Maran Mekomis again. I'm following the Maran Mekomis. Number 4. What? Lahashiv? No, that's a mitzvah. Beishiv is hagzela shir gozal. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Hashav gzela unquestionably is a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv.
Shiloh HaKein. It happened yesterday.
Shiloh HaKein, actually.
We did it yesterday. We didn't make a bracha, obviously.
No, the reason why I don't make a bracha, a lot of sfeikos.
You got
Shiloh HaKein. Correct, correct. You take a look, there's a sefer called Shiloh HaKein, and it has Haskamah of Chaim Kanievsky, that's all. And that's what he points out. Because all the sfeikos that are involved, we don't make a bracha. The meaning is not to make a bracha. The last 3 weeks, maybe 15 people have asked me about Shiloh HaKein. Someone even wanted me to come over and help them do Shiloh HaKein. They said that's what rabbis are supposed to do. I was not aware of that. But anyway, that's what they told me, that the rabbis have to be proactive and have to show and tell how to do things. Anyway, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel, I'm reading item number 4. There's a famous sugya, the Chatchila, Ein Lachlot B'Sando, Shal Avodes Kechovim. The Gemara says, Chatchila, you shouldn't use the sandal of Avodah Zarah, B'di'evin, Chalitzasa Ksheira. Look in Rashi over there. Give our master Chalitzasa. Says Rashi, very famous Rashi. It is not Takrevis Avodah Zarah. I'm reading Kuf Gimel on the base in Rashi, the Amasr Chalitzasa. It's not Takrevis Avodah Zarah, says Rashi, Mamish. But what is it? Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, Meshamshi Avodah Zarah. And it's not Omer L'Sreifa. So therefore, there's a takana through Bito. A person can exercise and use the methodology of Bito to Mbato the Avodah Zarah. And then Rashi goes further and says, what about Isur Hanor Sheba? Avodah Zarah is also Hanor. So Rashi says it's no kasha. Why? Chalitza does not constitute Hanor. Why? Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitna. Very famous Rashi. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nitna, says Rashi. Now there's a Ramban. This Ramban I did over here is found on page number 2 of the handout. Ramban is upper left hand corner. Sandal Shabbat Azor. The Ramban quotes Rashi. Pirush Rashi ho lehil lucha avid umisham shabbat azara lav l'sreif hakaymi disri takanta bebito. You can be mevatel yabbat azara. Vi mishum yisri ano chalitza lav hanohi the mitzvahs lav lehonos nitno. The Ramban goes on and asks several kashas on Rashi. Yavagab to ocha boyu in suvei. Why do you assume, he says, Rashi, that there's no anor? There is anor. What's the anor? As a result of chalitza, she can get married. Without chalitza, marriage will not take place. So the Ramban answers this kasha by saying the following. That's not called anor. Why? Because even without this, she'd be able to get married from the standpoint of the mitzius. However, halachically, there's an Isur, and now that halachic Isur was essentially upended, was removed. And therefore, this Hanor is called Hanor Asmitzvah. And the Hanor is that she's not over on the Aveira at the moment that she gets married. Look at the Ramban. Came the Lomaki Bala Mitzvah, Lav Hanor, Yilchachil, Lechachlos, the Shemirez Kinanes. The Eid, the Kol, the Mitzvah, Mois. So the Ramban says that here, you could say the Klal, the Mitzvah, the Hanus Nidu. And the difficulty that Ramban had in the second shlab of the Ramban, mitzad hanor, the fact that she can get married, mashma, the difficulty here initially was mitzad hanor, the schuski ma mitzvah. Mashma for the Ramban, that chalitza is a mitzvah. That's the impression that one has lechora from the Ramban. And the truth of the matter is that even Rashi, lechora, that Rashi that I just mentioned here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, even Rashi is also mashma, the chalitza is a mitzvah. However, one could say that since Rashi, in effect, the Ramban asks on Rashi, and perhaps Rashi is bothered by that as well. Maybe Rashi is also bothered by the Kasha. The fact that she's mutali nosei, that itself constitutes hanor. And that's what Rashi answers. No, mitzvahs lav lehonos nitno. So it could be that Rashi holds that chalitz is not a mitzvah, merely only a matir. It's not 100% clear, but the hanor, she'eno veres isor, when she gets married, is not called hanor because it's not any different than the hanor that a person derives from a mitzvah, if we say, and then generally we say, mitzvahs lav lehonos nitno. Okay, this is the discussion
every
that we shouldn't have. What was that?
Every matir is not a mitzvah?
Okay, that's a good question. It's you have to give me examples. Give me, maybe think of an example where we can perhaps apply this. What was that? I'm coming to that. That's the Taz in Yerodea. That's over here. The Taz in Yerodea Simon Aleph. That's a famous Taz, most famous Taz in Yerodea, the Vienna Yuzdaiti. Maybe it's the only one that I know, because that's what Soloveitchik said, sure, my did, by Richos. Anyway, so we'll get to that. We'll get to the issue of Shechita. Yeah, Pashtas, right. Again, yesh makom v'adun b'zei. I want to show you the Meiri. I saw the Meiri and Yevamos also is aimed on the same issue. Meiri directly below, on page number 2, lower right-hand corner. He starts like the Ramban, and then he comes to the Kasha of the Ramban. However, he answers the Kasha in a different way. He says it's not called Nenes min ha'isur. Why? Because the heter comes memela. The heter comes sort of automatically. He compares this, I'll read it inside, to Mudar Hanor Mimayan. That's a sugi in the Dorm. Person takes a neder and that type Hanor from Mayan. So the aloch is you'll have to be told it'll be Mosak Shomim. Why? Because Mosak Shomim, where it's freezing, you have no Hanor Saguf. There's no Hanor from the Mayan. So the Chura, again, the question that should be posed is the same question. But Tvila, that Tvila helps me. I can now eat Kachim. I can now eat Tyros. So that Tvila has engendered a heter. So it comes out that the Hanor, the Kaz Me'ilea, says the Miri, Eino B'chlal Ha'isor. Since he came to Me'ilea, just one second, it's not B'chlal Ha'isor, Mashma, that he disagrees with the Chiddush of the Ramban, that the Metzius, that I'm able to get married, defines the Mikre as being a Halachic Hanor, but still, Mashma from the Meiri, that the Chalitza is a Mitzvah. Let me just read the Lash of the Meiri inside, if you don't mind. I'll try to read it quickly. Sandal Shabbat Azara, who should nice and Sandal Bragler, Shem Asina, Sam Makam Makam, and Holstein Bala Chatila, Michal Shol, Mid Abed Azara, Mitzvah Mois, O Sheniris Kenenes, Me Abed Azara, Shabin Niteris Inosidika. It looks like there's Hano, Abim Holzer, Chalitza Sikshera, Shari Asuli, Lach Lalo, Chachachachavilichos of Abidal Ze. The Imishum Lil Sefer Kaima, the same issue is raised by the Ramban, Bidgoy Askina, Umisham Shi Abed Azara, Yeshem Bito. That's the Chiddush Meiri. It comes the Hanor Me'eleho. V'avale kimudar Hamayon, mudar Hanor Mimayon, shetel bo shakshomim, ho v'enlo Hanor asagum in Hamayon. Abli shehutu mikach l'achilas kachim mitaras, no chamo. But there is a heter. Namely, achilas kachim mitaras, so there is Hanor. And the komakom, he goes on with David Azar Yisrael. I just want to mention the Ramban, upper left-hand corner, Yesh Mefarish, the second paragraph of the Ramban. Ramban calls Yesh Mefarshim that there is an Isra that she violates, there is Hanor, she's Mutali Nasei, but it doesn't pass over the Chalitza. That's what Ramban writes. Yesh Mefarish, Chathil Le'tachlois, Vishum Denenes, Shenis Rizbayim, Vim Cholza Chalitza Sekshera. And he goes on, Nihida Abda Yisura, Chalitza Sola Nisula. But the Ramban does not like this. Really doikle. Ramban is the Kashi from the Sugi Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says over there, someone who's tokeya b'shoifer b'behema shel korban lo yotza, and then the Gemara says afterwards, you are yotze. Why are you yotze? Mitzvah la the other side of the same rationale that we apply over here. So the Ramban says mashma, where you're over on an isur, you're not yotze the chiyuv. So what is the position here that's being expressed by the Gemara? No, we don't necessarily have to assume the chalitza is a mitzvah. Nor do we have to say the opposite, because it's not possible to say that the reason why you are over is because the chalitza is not called a mitzvah, and therefore we don't say the klal mitzvah the hanos nidor. Because there's no mitzvah, then certainly there's no hanor zchus mitzvah. So al korcha, you have to assume that what is the hanor? Why is she over? The fact that she's allowed to get married. So that itself, the heter li nosei, that itself is hanor, and that the Ramban says that's called the hanor mimitzvah. Because why? Because the chalitza is gorim. She should not be over on an Isur Be'ez Nisuel. And also, Hanor is the fact that she doesn't do an Avera. She's not over on an Isur. That's the Hanor. And even want to say that Chalitza is a Matir, not a Mitzvah, at the end, Sof Nene, Shela over al Isur. There's Hanor that's involved over here because she wasn't violating any Isur. So according to the Yesh Shapirish, I want to read it inside of your mind. It's Mashmam that Chalitza is a Mitzvah. And whether you want to assume that somehow that this is not so necessarily universally accepted, whatever the case, look at the lashon of the Ramban again, the Yesh Mefarish. L'chatil lo tachlos, mishum denene, shadis esbo, v'mcholzor, chalitzos v'kshera, v'hid avdi yisura, chalitzos lo yisra, v'lo dirg, v'hid v'kashi. V'yodik asinim pergo'u, bezin rova amar, echozeh v'chozeh lo yotza, hodav ha-rova yotza, my time in mitzvah, v'chonos nidu, this is again, tokea. We're talking about Tkiyash Shefer B'Behema Shal Karban. Alma Yid Nitnu Lehanos Kevishim Yatsa Nene V'Abad Yisura V'Lo Yatsa La'asa V'Lo Klum V'Insa Shal Nene Aminu Lo Yatsa. This is the deal that the Rishonim, the Meiri also, take a look at the Meiri, on the bottom of the page. This to me is a better raya. It's a gemandaf kubbeis manal of the Meiri. The Meiri says over here, the masal hayavama, so shetati hi yatzma, kishrei haritzuos, and at the same time, the Meiri goes on to say, when she's mishamet the mino, or asandol min ha'ekev, l'shalfa min ha'regol, mishanish min asandol amino, merov akevo, hutra yavama, el shemitza min ha'mukha, shetishto v'skulo, I was present at a number of chalitzas of Agoin Ramelach Shechter Zatzal, the father of Agoin of Heshel Shechter, Sheibad Chai Barukin. So I saw a number of chalitzas, and he was medakdek and makbid, Shetishlo Beskulo, Vitashechel Loritz. Kach Reiti, and that's what's called actually the halacha in Shulchanor. Now, if it was only a matir, so how could you speak about a mitzvah and a muvchar to go ahead and make sure that the entire item is, shall we say, removed and totally thrown on the ground?
Because you have to do it properly, you can do it even better.
Right? Okay, I'm not, the Lashon and Mitzvah B'Dam Mukhar does not work well with a matir. B'mchila is Kvod Rav Munitz. The Lashon and Mitzvah B'Dam Mukhar, the Fiyan Yuzdad, it does not work well if you assume that Chalitza is simply a matir. It's clearly Lachar more than that. Now, the Taisa Nida, that's on the next page, page number 3. No, page number 2, sorry. What was that? You're right. Someone pointed that out to me. Yeah, fascinating. I'll tell you honestly, I didn't take that Gemara in the brisker way. You showed him I take in a brisker way. The Gemara, I don't think, meant that. The Gemara used it. They did not. I meant it only in a very casual definition of matir. Matir is there. There's a taste of nido.
Is there my focus, Rashi, about it?
It's not clear to me, but that I think there is. It's not, again, the question is the svaras. Here the issue is, how do you define the term hanah? The Meiri says that the hanah is v'meila. And the others assume that there is hanah by virtue of the fact that there's the isur was huta.
So just to clarify, there's no mitzvah to wear a shoe. It's to remove the shoe.
That's right.
It's not hanah directly to the shoe. So it's an abstract, it's like, you say, on Shabbos, you're talking about
That's right, I'm talking about a halachic kanoa.
Exactly.
There's a halachic kanoa
so
here.
You can categorize that
correct
as nichle in Shabbos or
that's right
hanoa by mitzvahs.
That's right.
It's
cool.
A chiddush.
Okay, I'm asking. I'm asking there's a chiddush. They named halachic kanoa.
I don't understand the Gemara.
I mean,
it's like a hanoa that she can get married.
Exactly, that she needs this. That she's able to get married. That's a hanoa. That's a halachic hanoa. Okay, I want to bring another raya from the Taisa in Nida. The famous Taisa is actually on the Sugya Kol Haroi Lebila and Bila Makevisbo. So I think I underline here the question that Taisa deals with the din of Kriya Bechalitza. The Gemara has a famous cloud, Kol Haroi Lebila and Bila Makevisbo. So the question Taisa asked the Kashi here, I underlined it, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Bim Tomar. Sorry? Yim Tomar, Amai Lobinan Biasmayim Bachatil Bes Hastorim, Kmobila Ukriya Bachalitza Bikurim. Yes, Balabat Shekasha. The Gabi the Dinah Bes Hastorim Bitvila. So, why, Taisa says, why do we not require Biasmayim? Bes Hastorim are areas which are sort of covered in many respects and it's difficult for water to get there. So, we rely upon this cloud. But Taisa says, Akasha, why is that so? Why do we say that we should not require Bias Mayim? And the Gabi the Din of Bila, or the Gabi the Din of Kriya Bechalitza, Bikurim Bechatchila, we do require it. But the Ever Ramashi without Bila, without Kriya. So here also the same thing. And for Taisus, Nieshomad, Dein Svara Gabi Tvila. Shelo Ikpido Hatero, Elo Sheyitair Ha'odom. Ein Loimad Hatchila Boy, Kain of the Ever Torah Hatchila. Nami lo boi, betan lo tvila, abo bilo, mikro bikurim, vechalitza, mitzvah ninu. He'll go lechatchil le'ovet. That's the beferish.
What?
I
don't say what he's saying.
He's saying that he's mechali between bilo, mikro bikurim, vechalitza, they are mitzvahs. That's why lechatchil we require. Ben, mashen ken tvila, tvila is a matir. The Torah only required by tvila that the person should become Torah. And maybe there's no svara to mechali between lechatchil and the Eved. If the person becomes Torah, there's no svara, the chatchila, that he should be required to go ahead and do these actions because of his tara. That's what Tosfos says. Claw on Tosfos. Right, right. Now there's a further raya. If you look in Tosfos Yevamos Nakuv Dalid, Yevamasel Sandal. You have the Gemara in Yevamos in front of you, and Nakuv Dalid and Aleph. Yevamasel Sandal. That's a famous Tosfos. Not so difficult, the Tosfos, even though it's very lengthy. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he said that the long Tosfos are the easy ones, and the shorter ones are the most difficult ones. Kach. Anyway, Taisa here says that he's talking about a shofar and a mino kuvdal and al. It actually starts kuvdal and kuvgimel and beis. I'm sorry.
So there's iceberg Tosfos. You see the tip of the iceberg here, but it's actually.
Is that what they call it? Yeah, I'm not familiar with that lingo. Anyway, so Taisa says over here by shofar and by mino sheshim shul avdezora, and then you will mavato them. The chatchila you shouldn't blow using such a shofar. And you shouldn't do chalitza with a minol sheshim shel avodah zarah, because it's mos the gabi ma leinyan mitzvah. Mashma, that obviously it's a mitzvah. It's mos leinyan mitzvah. So clearly there's a mitzvah element that's involved in here. Tyson says mos because leinyan mitzvah. Okay. Although now you want me to find it. It's about halfway in the Tosfos, right? It's where the I don't know what you have here. So where the wide lines are, two lines above the wide lines in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Thank you. Andaf, next Maran Mokom. Andaf Kuvvov Amad Aleph, the Ibrahim on top of the page, also famous halacha, Chalitza Mutas Kshera. Rabbi Yochanan says, what's Chalitza Mutas? Almanash etit nelach masayim zuz. Of course, she doesn't give it to him. And yet the Chalitza is kosher, because the Gemara says, ain't tanai tevis v'chalitza. Just like ain't tanai ben Asuin, ain't tanai tevis v'chalitza. The Gemara explains, she's potter from giving masayim zuz. The Gemara compares it to Boreach mi beis ha'asurim. Correct? Well, now you're going to do anything you can to go ahead and get out of there. And you'll promise the world to everyone. And then you don't give the world that you promised. Yuma has that a number of times. And you have a chuyah to give everything. Only scharo velo dino shalom. You promised a dino shalom? You don't have to give that. You have to get out of there. The same sugi is discussed in Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, with reference to the question of where people engage in all kinds of klunyos, but we're running away. So we understand that you have to save your life. Now the Ramban, now look at the Ramban here. The Amasil, with the Amrina, on page number 3, upper right hand corner, where he says, Mishata Nibok Abdilei. Ramban is the Kasha from the Gemara and Baba Kamba. I'm not going to go into this whole Gemara. But the Gemara there in Baba Kama, let's say a person's a fisherman, and then the question is, he took you in his dinghy, in his boat, whatever he had there, rowboat, and as a result, he's bought a mischaro, so you're mechuyah to pay him the entire dinah. So here also, why? Rabban Stakashi, this mischaro is a stira to our sugi over here. Also, there's a schus that the person had. So Rabban answers, they were talking about a specific situation that the Yavam was not Hogun law. The Yavam was not Roi for this Yavama. And since the mitzvah in the Torah, the Ramban says, is Chalitza, Pasuk says, V'dibrei love. So he has to go ahead and engage in Chalitza. So therefore, she's not Mafsid. And therefore, this is considered to be, according to the Ramban, Mashma from the Ramban, Mashma that it's a mitzvah. It's not explicit in this Ramban. But that's the impression one has from the Ramban. The Rashba says the same thing. The Rashba says that in the case of Rechmes Asurim, we're talking about with the Yavama, where she felt that the Yavama was not Hogun. And therefore, Mitzvah Lachlo Itzlam. The Rashba calls it, she's Ka'anusa. I mean, we already saw earlier in the Gemara. I mean, that's really the reason why We don't do the mitzvah of Yibum, Ashkenazim, because it's not done l'shem shamayim. I'll get to that a little bit later. Anyway, whatever the case is, I'm not saying this is a raya muchletes, and perhaps what is being suggested is simply, one second, perhaps what's being suggested is simply that he's mechuyu to give a chalitza in order that she shall remain an aguna, so therefore she's called an anusa. I just wanted to bring one more raya that I wrote down here on the Maamar Kamos. You look at the Maamar Kamos, I saw in Shulchan Aruch something fascinating. I've always been fascinated by this, especially from the days I saw it maybe 54 years ago with HaMelech Shechter Zatzal. Number 11. Ayin Seder Chalitza Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer. I'm astounded by this nusach of Chalitza. I can't get past it. It's bothered me for 54 years. Matzosi Kosuv B'Seder Ashkenazi Sheyamdu Yomar Harav. What should the one presiding over this ceremony Chalitza say? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvasav B'mitzvos V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu. What in heaven's name is this bracha? B'mitzvos V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu. From Banan Kumtas. Number 11. On the Maamar Makom sheet. On the first page. This always reminded me of the Russian Ksubis. The Rosh is not happy with the Birchas Erisin. Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Al Ha'arayos. V'asa Lanos Arusos. V'itzu Lanos Anasuos. Eidichu B'Gedushin. That bracha is absolutely way, way beyond its ken. It has so many themes in there. What kind of a bracha is this? And this bracha, from Van Kuptas. Where did this bracha come from? Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvosav V'tzivanu B'mitzvos V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu. So the explanation that's given, I wrote it down. V'atam, V'dirabinu Perigis Yadam, B'schasha M'Avraham B'yatzvich Na'al, V'chut B'yatzvich Na'al, V'loi Seymar, Ani Heshati Es Avraham, Zochu Bono V'minu Shechaditza. Pilei Ployim. Yadam Ha'isa. A nusach of a bracha, based on a very nice drosha of Chazal. I like drashas of Chazal very much. As you would say, Rav Yunitz, Ma Pitom. What in heaven's name is going on here? Yesh Lomar B'lo Asgar Hashem Malchus. Thank God. B'lo Hashem. Ma Pshat B'zeh.
Did you do that?
What?
Did you do that?
I don't remember. I have not been in a chalitza in 54 years. Since those two or three chalitzas that I saw with Rav Melech Shechter Zatzal. That was part of my rabbinic practicum. Rabbi Yasker, you probably had more of it. What?
I was at one.
I also had rabbinic practicum with a famous rabbi, Rabbi Lukstein, Rabbi Joseph Lukstein, Zechatzar Debracha, that Rav Soloveitchik spoke in the shul, one of the most sensational drosha that he ever delivered on the synagogue and the like. It's already printed. So he told us in rabbinic practicum, you can't be Masada Kedusha without a tuxedo. So my chaver, Rav Chaim Milstein, who I just saw the other night, by Dani Fine's Bar Mitzvah, at the Amgefret, Abu Shetos in Rambam. He was removed from the shir, and he was quite happy. Anyway, B'kitzer, so he was removed from every shir in Rabbinic Practicum very quickly, and that's what he was able to learn. Anyway, so I remain, because I wanted to be a rabbi. Anyway, so this is Leil Avayim. What's going on over here? Anyway, would you say from this Lashon, Mitzvahs v'chukim shel Avraham Avinu that we see it's a raya to mitzvah? I see, Rabbi Yunus, you don't like this raya.
No.
So now, this leads us to the topic that that was raised a moment ago by Dr. Mazenka Shlita. On page number 3, the famous Taz. And this Taz, also Lechik, and the Shurim of Yerodea. Marich, he said more Shurim on this Taz than the entire Yerodea. The Taz, a famous comment on Mechaber passed in the double left-hand corner, page 3. Hashomea Leina Medaber Imu Mumche means someone who is mute, not able to speak, but Baruch Hashem is able to hear. The question is whether we have such a status today. Is there a Dinu Cheresh B'Zaneinu? That's a Sugis Din Yavamis, a very Nogia Alacha L'Maise. So I have a Talmud who's a Rav here in Eretz Yisrael, He's a rav in a yeshuv, a large yeshuv, the other side of the green line, and he works for the rabbanut. He's in charge of charashim. That's what he does. Marriages of charashim. He's a mumche in that perek in Yevamos. Mumche gadol. And the din of Mishcholach. So he claims that it could be there's no din of charash with manenu. Okay, I'm not here to discuss that. I did discuss it with Rabbi J. David Bleich, Hagoyin Rabbi Bleich, in a car ride. I drove him once in my life to Boston. That was quite a tumultuous event. Tumultuous because of the shurim that he gave, and tumultuous because he declared in front of 250 Asiye Rabbanim the mechitza was not kosher. We can't daven mincha there. It was the mechitza of an Asiye Rav, very chashuv Rav, and apparently it was sort of a mechitza of hutzah b'dafna. Remember Basra? Question was it 10 tefachin? Depends how you count the tefach. Okay, lo mishaneh. That was quite an event. That's what I remember from that event. I don't remember the shurim, but I do remember.
Were there women there?
Of course, there were women there. All the wives of the Rabbanim. So I was there as well. Anyway, I say the chvoidai. The makom sheishchilu Hashem yicholkin kavod harav. That was his position. The second shiur almost never got off the ground. Supposed to be after mincha. Almost never got off the ground because of that. And he basically defended himself, I would say, in the most articulate way imaginable. He's a goy nadir and highly articulate. And Baruch Hashem is quite capable of handling himself. And but there were efforts made by others too. We shouldn't ruffle all the feathers at one time. And so Baruch Hashem, he even came to a peace with the Rav HaMokom. But you know what emerged from that? The Mechitza was elevated. Meredek. So it was Gevaldik. Last night I have a discussion with Kimad, the only Israeli in the shul. Outstanding Ben Torah. Outstanding Talmud Chacham. I won't mention his name. You probably know who he is. I don't think there are too many Israelis in this shul. He happens to speak English. So I'm very friendly with him. The question was, someone getting married, who's getting married out of the faith, should one go to that wedding and the like, or should one be present? It's a relative, a close relative. What do you do? So of course, it's not ideal. See? You can see he's Israeli. Anyway, so an American rabbi, that's what I am, I said, of course you don't necessarily be part and parcel of everything, part of the warp and woof. But you should appear there, somehow maintain your connection with the family. I know you don't agree with me, Rav Shmuel. But so he did not agree with me. This wonderful young man, whom you know. Usually that one's, where's the daven over here? Anyway, so I speak to him a lot in learning. And I told him that American Rabbanim would not agree with him. And I compared it, even though perhaps there's no comparison, this is just an editorial comment, if you don't mind, in the middle, to what they did in my days when I grew up. If God forbid someone intermarried, they sat shiva. Some famous Rabbanim sat shiva over children who, Rahman al-Islam, tragically left the fold. Married non-Jews. Today, Rabbi Bernstein will ask you, you are an objective, seichel dikah person. Thank God we have one or two left. Would you advise such a practice? I don't know if I should ask you, Rav Shmuel. I don't know what you will tell me. I don't think that such a practice is advisable. I'm not saying we should condone it. I'm not saying we should, chas v'shalom, in any way accept it. But you don't want to lose a connection with the person and maybe you'll be able to undo it. Sometimes it happened. Not often. But I've been involved in cases where, Baruch Hashem, they left their non-Jewish partner, and another case where they actually intermarried, and again, it was also undone. It was undone dafka because of the connection that still existed between them and the previous relatives, if you want to say. Not previous, but...
Like a Philippine daughter of a girl who marries out of
the... Okay, yesh mokum b'chalek.
Still...
Okay, so you're a big lamnin, Baruch Hashem, so therefore you can make chilukah like that. So anyway, he asked me, Mishud Gavol, when I told him my position, and he says, Rabbi Merikai. Anyway, I decided yesterday, since I had this machlokes in the last 2 days, I'll call two or three American rabbanim. We've been in rabbanim for 50 years, my chaverim, and they tell me it's posh what I said. Well, I'm shooting. They are people who are mechanim in shuls, big shuls with hundreds and hundreds of balabatim. And they feel we shouldn't lose our connection. We're not condoning anything. He thinks that I'm condoning such a marriage. Chas v'sholom, not condoning anything. Zero, and just because I'm there, I'm giving you a gushpanka. Avishai David is giving a gushpanka. Marish gotten. Who am I to give gushpankas? Okay, I'm just telling you my... So that was his argument. Keep a connection without having to appear there on the scene. But we're talking about a case where they specifically ask you to come, and they'll be very honored if you come, and they'll be, shall we say, it'll be a heartwarming kind of thing. I'm not saying you have to participate in it. And the same issue...
What?
I don't think there's any mazel tov to be said. I'm asking to that. Yeah, it's also be'achle. So then he asked me, Tagive Arab David, Ma ya omer Maran Harav, Arab Salovetchi Banose Azeh. Amati, Ani Choshev Shehu Haya Maskim Iti. So he told me, he asked his Rosh Kollel, who's in America's Aravnik, Chas V'Sholem, Rachmono Litzlan, Deot Keilu. Okay. So this is another issue. I've been involved with this in my life. You're not in Rabbonis. Baruch Hashem, you can just go ahead and go on your merry way. But I'm involved in Rabbonis, and I was involved in Toronto in a wedding of a famous Rav. He happens to be a musmach of a certain institution that I happen to be familiar with, and which is not a chiddush. He also told me last night, Zeh abaya ima mosad hazeh. Oh, v'chol shev musham shev bibub, yo v'kom nezvam ka'elu. Ruh tzodek. Me'achuz. Anyway, whatever the case is, so now the question is, should I walk into this? So I try to arrange that the chuppah not be in the father of the Kala's, the father of the Chassan's synagogue, because he had a large conservative synagogue, but they used to use that other siddur, that Orthodox siddur that was once very popular, blue siddur.
Birnbaum,
thank you. He used that siddur. The only problem was there was no mechitza. And there were several sections in the shul. One section for the frum, those the men that sat together. One section, men and women sat together. And there was a third section, without getting into the details of that section. Jews getting married, two from Jews. One of them was my Talmud. Both of them are Talmudim. He and she. And so this rabbi in Toronto, and so he said he's going to have it in his synagogue. I'm not sure he wanted to make a statement. I don't know exactly what his kavanos were. I'm not here to question people's kavanos. So what happened was I attempted to arrange... I spent 3 months, there was a 3 month period between the Erisin and the Chassanim, and I tried to convince him, Avishai David tried to convince this rabbi, do it outside on the lawn, don't do it inside the, what they call sanctuary, I don't know what they call it, don't do it inside the sanctuary, and after 3 months I convinced him. Guess how the Ribbono Shel Olam operates. The Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. The talk from the Chassanah, pouring cats and dogs. And before that, I convinced every Rav in Toronto to come to the Chasana. I went to each one individually. There's some Gedolei Yisrael there, and big Rabbonim. There are about 35, 40 Rabbonim. I spoke to each one. I spent 3 months speaking to each one, telling them what I'm doing, the compromise. Gevaldik, gevaldik, gevaldik. But there the Chasana had poured cats and dogs. He had no choice but to bring it into the synagogue, to the sanctuary. Not one of them showed up except for two rabbis. One is yours truly, sitting right here. Except I asked him, don't give me any brachas. I don't want any brachas. I don't need any brachas. I'm not ready for any brachas. That's my position my entire life. So what does he do? He calls me to read the ksuba. It was a kosher ksuba. Completely kosher. And the two people getting married were also kosher. Eidim were kosher. Everything was kosher except for the environment. And another rabbi showed up. He's an older rav. From there, you saw in Baltimore, he learned. A master Talmud Chacham. He can get away with anything. He was in his 80s, so Mela. Next. Vad Rabbanim meeting, yours truly standing in front of you, was condemned by all the Rabbanim in Toronto. Universal condemnation. Wow. I was quite pleased. No, I'm not, I'm just joking. Right in front of me, Echad, one after the next, I was condemned. I was probably the youngest among the Rabbanim there. So, okay, I accepted what they told me. Then I called up Hagoyim of Hershel Shechter. I asked him, post facto, what does he think I should have done? He shouldn't have gone.
Shouldn't have gone inside.
So I said, what? But I made this arrangement. I explained the whole situation to him. He told me at the end of the day, there's no Issa Mikra Din. Kach Shamati. I said that they all brought out Chuvus Rav Moshe. That's what they brought out. Igus Moshe. It became a session. that Vada Rabbanim meeting of Igros Moshe. And so Rav Shana said, Yesh Pano Mekan Mekan, and okay, I did what I did. Baruch Hashem, that matter. Thank God, after a few years, more or less people forgot it. Took some people a few years to forget it. Some of them used to remind me, you know, Asdvorim, Amishta, Amachabit Shachnoch, Tzchor Masrecha Rishenim. They used to remind me all the time. Okay, they forgot a Mishnah, they forgot a Machabit. Okay, I'll let me anyway, the kids, I'm going back to the Taz and Yodea. Don't mind my ramblings. So here's the Taz and Yodea, the famous Taz. I'll read part of it. Ela Shchita, Nira Taimo, Da'achim Mevarech Shapir. The Bichas HaShchita, this is what Dr. Mazenka said earlier, Ein Abo Al HaShchita Atma. Do Ein Chiyo B'Shchita Min Erotze Lecho, Ika HaKavon Ulo Zi Shemach HaMokam Baruch Hu, Asher Oslo Ano Achil Az Basa Bola HaShchita, Ubeze Vadi Kol Yisrael Shach Voisa Brocha. She Al Kulam Yish Yisra Ein Mokam Lovar Shemach Zeh L'Mesha HaShchita, Shum Be'im Adugma L'Dobar, he quotes the Tesis in Psochim and Shabbos. Regarding the Brocha L'Achnisa B'Vishra Abba Minu, Shemach V'Odor, the question, does this Brocha made before or after? The Rashi Mishans, the Zayin and Alvim Sochim, quotes a Deya that the Bracha is part of the Brichas HaMitzvah. Rav Soloveitchik said, I don't know how many shurim on this topic, every bris I went to, where he was the Sandak, and he spoke, Tvei Dinim! How can there be two Brichas HaMitzvah? Tvei Dinim, that's Takashi and Shabbos. How do you have two Brichas HaMitzvahs and one Mitzvah? The answer is, Tvei Dinim in the Mitzvah. One of the Tvei Dinim, one is the Raisa Mitzvah, Mila, and the other is the Chalosh Shem of becoming a Ben Bris. And the mitzvah lachniso, the obligation that a parent has to be mechanich his children, so that's the sheet of the Rashmi Shans. Most of Shonim hold no. Bracha is made after. It's a shech v'adoya. It's not part of the Birchas HaMitzvah. And that's the discussion over here. He also discusses Birchas Erisin. So this Taz assumes that these are Birchas HaShevach. And therefore, by the way, the Machlokes of Rambam and the Ravid, also in Hilchos Ishus, the famous Machlokes of Rambam and the Ravid, Rambam Paskins, that Kedusha is a mitzvah. L'ikuchan el mitzvah say shel Torahim. Therefore, the Rambam says the bracha has to be made over Lasi Yosan. It's a Bichas HaMitzvah. And the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. The Ravid says, what do you mean? Maybe under the chuppah, the woman will say, I don't want to enter into this relationship. The Peladig Ravid. I remember a Talmud of mine years and years ago. He's now actually a Magid Shiur. But he was a very young man. I taught in high school. And I happened to learn this Rambam and Ravid. What? He says, Rabbi, after flops, flowers, liquor, orchestra, chmeis, what the P is, what the S is, I don't remember. What?
Photographer.
S is a shetel. That costs more than all the other things. After all that, she's going to, under the chuppah, say no? What kind of mishigas is that? He asked me, he was 14 years old. Today he's a magid shiur in a big yeshiva. Comes from a non-frum family, a bal tshuva, BT. I remember he's asking me this kasha. Recently I met him in Chutzaretz. That's why I'm mentioning the story. He says, he calls me Rosh Hashiva. Rosh Hashiva, do you remember that Ravid that I stelled on, I don't know how many years ago, over 40 years ago. Anyway, Bikitzer, the Taz says, it was a Birchas Shevach, even though it said in the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah, but according to the Rambam, you don't really find such a Chiddush like the Taz is saying. Again, Bitzivonu, is that a Raya? The fact that I say Asher Kedushonu, he says a Bitzivonu. Is that automatically a Raya that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? It's true, it's daimer to the Nusach of Birchas HaMitzvah. But we know that, again, you don't make a bracha b'tzivonu ala chalitza. If you look at that bracha that I cited over here, you don't have such a lashon. You say, b'mitzvah sechukim sh'avraham avinu. Whatever that Nusach means. And that Nusach is matim for Birchas HaShevach. The problem is that there are two parshas of tzitzis, and one is the machlokes of the Gemara Menachos, whether it's Cheves Gabra or Cheves Beged. Those are the two parshas in Chumash. Rav Soloveitchik used to point that out, the parsha in Shlach, and also the second time. The tzitzis is mentioned twice. I'm talking about that, and Kiseitze. So one is the Cheves Gabra, one is the Cheves Beged. That's what he said in Shurim HaMenachos, when he pointed out. But again, I'm not sure that, I don't think that's the same. But the rayas that we show to bring in Ksubis, if you remember, what?
The Nusach doesn't appear that's in the
Rambam. I can't hear, I'm sorry?
The Nusach of the Rav quoted doesn't appear that's in the Pizza.
Correct.
There is a
Nusach. That's right, there is. Yeah, Chiluk Adai is what the Nusach is. But there's a Machlokas, the Rabbi Shonim, that this is what the Taz talks about. Once again, the Taz talks about here that the Rav makes the Bracha. The Rambam holds the Birchas Kedusha, the Birchas HaMitzvah. And therefore the Mekadesh is the one who makes the bracha. I've been here in Eretz Yisrael a number of times. By Svardim, the Mekadesh made the bracha. Which is not, among Ashkenazim, I don't think that's the practice, for what I understand. And that's the issue over here. That if the Rab makes the bracha, that's a Echocha, then we're talking about Birchas HaShevach. But if the Mekadesh makes the bracha, the Shitzah Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of Kiddushin, Lekuchen Elo, mitzvah Seishol Terehen. Okay, so now this is just a preamble, what I said till now. Like a little shtickle like Dhamma. So now I want to just, I didn't Xerox anymore because I just want to, I actually wrote it down. If you take a look here on number 12. I saw Tyson Tsubis. That's the reason why, by the way, the minhag is that someone else makes the bracha, not the Mekadesh. Today shall all the similar to Kriyas HaTorah. That by the Teimanim, each one reads. Each of the Teimanim reads the Torah. The one who gets the Aliyah reads the Torah. Hashem came. The minhag, which is more on the folks, is that there's a Balkere, Kedesh shall all the Vayish.
So there's no riot here about
who makes the bracha. Why not? According to the Rambam, the Mekadesh makes the bracha because the Rambam holds the Bechas Kedusha and Bechas HaMitzvah. The Rambam says, Klon, in the Paragibel HaChazishas, no? I don't have it in front of me. HaMekadesh Mevorech, Kach Pasek Rambam. The Mekadesh is the one who makes the bracha. It's a Bechas HaMitzvah. Okay, but we don't do that. We don't do it, as you said, Kedesh Shalom Levayish. Okay. No, but the Taz is saying, he's quoting from Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ritva, many Rishonim say, the reason why the Rav is the one who makes the bracha, because it's a Bechas HaShevach. Not a Bechas HaMitzvah. No one agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is very schwer. What's the mark of this Rambam? There are a few makaras for the Rambam. One is the Mishnah Kedushin Mem Aleph, because it says, Mitzvah Bo Yosim Vishlucha. Why is it Mitzvah Bo, Mitzvah Bo, Mitzvah? Is that a Raya, Mukhracha, that it's a Mitzvah, Lechura Dat? And there's a Gemara in Beitza. My Rebbe, Anisub Alpha, thought the mark is the Gemara in Beitza. The last Mishnah, towards the last Mishnah, it's a Masechet Beitza. There is a Mashmos that Kedushin is a Mitzvah. You know what I'm referring to, Rabbi Baum, only you know. All Dr. Zenkins, all of you, you all learn Daf Yomi. So I don't learn Daf Yomi's Mela, but it's a Gemara in Beitza. That's what it's Mashma. If you want me to show you the Gemara, you don't believe me. Oh, should I show you the Gemara? Do you mind getting the Gemara in Beitza? I'll show you the Gemara in Beitza. It's Mashmo, so the Rambam is very schwer to say that. Most Rishonim and Kedushin say, the Meiri and the Ran, that the Mitzvah is Puravu. The Mechaschino told us on this. The Mitzvah is Puravu. What is a Kedushin? An Echshe Mitzvah. It's a preparatory step towards fulfilling the mitzvah puravu. But the ikar mitzvah puravu, then shum savek. It's no mitzvah kedushin. Avushtei, where do you find the mitzvah kedushin? Not only that, the lashon of the pasuk is also shver. Even going to the Rambam, especially where he writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, thank you very much. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes that the only time you count the mitzvahs, the mitzvah say, is if the nusach reflects that. It has to be reflected in the nusach itself, the asay. Otherwise, and what does the Torah say here? Ki yikach yishisha. V'yikuchan eva mitzvah seh shal Torah hei. That's the Lashon Rambam, Hilchos Ishas. That's mashma from that Lashon, that ki yikach yishisha, that it's a mitzvah seh. Very schwer to say such a thing.
But if you say that the Rambam, it counts procedures, like the Rav said.
Yeah.
So the word mitzvah no longer means this mitzvah to you, this idea. But it's more like what the Zohar says, that
okay. Whenever Rabbi Yasker starts quoting to me Kabbalistic sources, Baruch Hashem, I just bow down. There's a Mishnah Lama Vavah Rebeis. Just 1 second. The Mishnah Lama Vavah Rebeis tells you what you can't do on Shabbos. Elohim Mishum Shuos. Among the items, Lama Sapkin, Lama Rakdin, that's why I don't clap my hands on Shabbos. Rab Abba Brandswigel, Sheyichye, Shashem Yishlach Lama Fuah Shleima. Used to cap like this. That's how he used to clap on Shabbos. Rav Shech does not clap bichlal. The Mishnah and the Sabbath. Okay, I'm not getting into this topic. There's a thesis. There's a Mechab Shechonoch. But it says also, Lo Mikachin. Eloi Mishum Rishus. Lo Mikachin. In fact, the Gemara, Lo Mikachin. Vo Mitzvah Kovid. But what does Rashi say here? Shenoi Se'isha Lifers Ulibers. Why is it called Rishus? That's the Shaila. But the Rambam apparently understood, said Rav Nisim Alpid, Mitzvah does the Mitzvah. The Gedushin. Pabos Nisht. I agree, that's what's been pointing out here. That's what they're correct.
Mitzvah, mean
masking. I don't think.
Say
it again more. I need maskid. I agree completely.
I don't think it's a maskid.
Oh, Pirun Bachol Mitzvah. So by the way, they tumbled on that. Taisa says, what's the mokar? The Pirun Bachol Mitzvah. The Torah speaks about halvah. Then Kesa Tal Ve'esami, the im, the number of ims in Chumash that are obligatory. This is one of them. But Pirun Chayv, what's the mokar? Taisa Mecheres, Taisa writes elsewhere. Svarahi. It's a svarah that you have to pay back. That which you borrow money, you got to pay it back. Some people don't know it. He says, no pasuk in Chumash.
But
that's not solid. What?
Pirkei Avos in that.
Pirkei Avos. Which Mishnah are you referring to? Lava. Levi ben Mishali. Okay. Yeah, but what's the makar? Again, is there a pasuk in Chumash? Taisa says it's a svar. It's a svar. Taisa also says that. There's no makar in Chumash that you have to pay back. Okay, but I agree with you. I'm asking. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying that there's Tesin Ksubis, item number 12, Tesin Ksubis here, and Daf Samach Dalid, he said, Beferish, let's say both of them don't want to be Miyabim or Lachlois, Loi Kaifin Oysam. You can't force them to be Miyabim or to be Chelis. So the Kashi from the Gemara in Ksubis, Kaifin Ala Mitzvahs, a Gemara, that Bezdin has the ability to go ahead and force someone to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. Why doesn't it apply over here? Let's say Sukkah. Guy says, I don't want to sit in the sukkah. Guy says, I don't want to take a lulav. Whatever mitzvah may be. Kaifin ala mitzvah. You force him. So the maskana is, no. The chalitza is not a mitzvah. It's only a matya. Like get. The problem is, it's against the taste of nida that we just said earlier. That it's a mitzvah. Unless we interpret like Rabbi Baum, and like all you are saying, that the word mitzvah is not to be taken in a literal kind of way. But the term mitzvah means a procedure, Amatir, Lav Dafka, that the term actually means an actual mitzvah. There's another Tesin Ksubis on 13. Item number 13. The Mishnah says, talks about Hamadir Isishto. The Mishnah Ksubis discusses, what's the next Masech they learn at the Yavamas? Ksubis? Okay. So a person takes a neder, he's Madir his wife. So there are all different types of situations where the halacha requires Yotzi V'iten Ksuba. So Tesis says over there, I wrote it down here, number 13. This is Mechadish, that there's Kriya on that as well, because someone who acts Shalok Kedin, so then the halacha is that we have to force him to act properly. And Tesis brings a raya from the Mishnah in the Yevamos Daf Lamedtes. What does the Mishnah say? Take a look at Lamedtes Amud Aleph here, a famous Mishnah. Mishnah on Lamedtes in the Yevamos Amud Aleph. There the Mishnah says that the issue, Gadol Menachim should be the one who's Meyabein. And it says, Lo Ratzah Gadol Menachim Meyabein. He doesn't want to do here, right? The mitzvah in the middle. Mitzvah gadol liyabim. Lo ratza ma'alchan al kol achim. Lo ratzu chayzin etzah gadol v'yayim lo alecha mitzvah. Lo chavo. O chaloitz, o yabim. As they state Mishnah.
Rashi calls it pasuk.
You're right. Rashi calls it pasuk. Yenachanam. Rashi there calls it pasuk. But they ask on this tesis, actually. They ask Akasha on this tesis that, what's the rive m'chalitza? Chalitza is a mitzvah, so that's why it's in Kefen al mitzvahs. But the Taisa says, Kimat Mefurish, not exactly, that even if there's Kfiyah by Chalitza, coercion, but that Kfiyah is not based on Kfiyah al mitzvahs, but it's in order, L'sayel l'isho k'nei shlo tis'agin. We don't want him to become an aguna, because we don't want him to become an aguna, m'meila. That's why we are learning out from Chalitza to Gerushin. But it's not a mitzvah. Okay, I happen to like that svara. I like that svara a lot. But again, it's a svara. I think a very good svara. He said that we're talking about yachasim between two people. We're going to apply kfiya. Kveila, if I decide not to perform the mitzvah of lulav, sukkah, shayva, whatever it may be, the bezna has the right kevin ala mitzvahs. That's an obligation that best. By the way, people ask me all the time, how come we don't do that today? That's quite hilarious. The answer is quite obvious, I think. What?
The locus classicus is by giving kofin of
tov. Say that, but the Ram is the kasha. The Ram in the perek beisach is gesha alach chof. So the Ram says, well, how is it possible? It's against the bechira chofshis. All you saw, the Ram lays down hilchos tshuva. That's why I mentioned it already five times. My favorite. I learned Perek HaMegarashid HaSoloveitchik, and he then The only time I ever heard him sing anything except Elitzion V'Oreha was that. Because there was a service in New York City. I don't know if it's still around. Roto-Rooter. And they come in when you have drain issues, what the Asalechi called atherosclerosis of the drain. That's what he called it. Atherosclerosis of the drain. So you have the pipes are obviously because of their block, the blockage there, etc. Hakol chasum. So they come in and they with their the picture they have in the advertisement is that it's all grime and grease and it's pretty occluded over there. A lot of blockage. And then suddenly they come in with their massive pressurized hoses and all of a sudden everything is sparkling and twinkling, etc. So the Rav said, this is the Pshat in the Rambam. Rota, rota, away go trouble down the drain. Rota, rota. He sang it in the Shia. I flipped out. I said, how does he know about Rota, rota? So someone said, how does the Rav know about Rota, rota? It is in Boston as well, not only in New York. He said, rota, rota. And that's Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam said, you apply a little bit of heat, pressure, to the individual who doesn't. Everyone, every Jew wants to do mitzvahs. But Amoli, it's a hole gets in the way. So we have to apply a little bit of heat, a little bit of pressure. And with that, the real Yid emerges. The Pintel Yid emerges. But sometimes it needs a little bit of lachatz, a little bit of pressure. Rav Soloveitchik said, that's also pshat in the Esser Makos. I can't get into that right now. Same story with the Esser Makos and the Bechira, Aparo, and that's a tumult. If you're interested, I'm discussing it right now in my Tanakh Shir. On Shabbos, this happened to be because of the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, in Perek Yudches. So, the pasuk that by the Eliyahu HaNavi, and there seems that they lost their Bechira. And there also, that's what I'm discussing on Shabbos tomorrow morning in Yis Hashem. Okay, Bekitzer, I'm just showing you that there's a long Chacham Tzvi, number 14. I decided not to Xerox the Chacham Tzvi. He goes on for pages, the first tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. I only know two tshuvas of the Chacham Tzvi. Which two? This one, because it's Aleph. Usually I open up a sefer, I read the first tshuva. So I read this tshuva many years ago. It goes on, needs about 6 months to learn this tshuva. I'm not exaggerating. And the second tshuva I know is what I call the Chacham Tzvi tshuva on Yom Tov Sheni. You have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. That I know because the whole veld that I deal with doesn't observe Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because the Chacham Tzvi. They never know who he is. I have a clue. Chacham Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi has the tshuva, Siman Aleph. That's what he hear. He writes that Kviya B'chalitza is not based on Kviya L'mitzvahs. And here's his klal. If I understand him correctly, as I said, I didn't Xerox it because it would be 7 pages. He says that Kviya L'mitzvahs only applies in a mitzvah. His lashon is Sheina Tluya B'shum Dabar. A mitzvah that does not depend on anything. And there's no other way that one can pattern oneself from the mitzvah. But Bachalitza, if they're not interested, and she chooses to remain, as I mentioned here, the Taisis, if she chooses to remain an aguna, we don't care. And therefore, even when she wants, and we are kofer, it's not kfir ala mitzvah, but it's kfir mitzad igun. We don't want to be an aguna. That's the yisod of Chacham Tzvi. That's right. Correct. So, again, and this is what you said an hour ago, that what is he saying? In my understanding, brisk understanding, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyumis. That's exactly what he means. And we know about mitzvah kiyumios as opposed to mitzvah chiyumios, the shitas, harambam, I mentioned a few times, the Gabi Eretz Yisrael. Ramban clearly is cholid. Ramban chumish, Ramban sefer mitzvahs among the hashmatis. The mitzvah of the Ramban forgot to count. One of them is the mitzvah of Yishur Eretz Yisrael. And I heard what I mentioned. I heard in the 60s from Hagoyim Davan, Alevi Soloveitchik Zatzal. He has a diuk in Lashon HaRamban. What the Ramban Shita is. The Ramban used the following, the Ramban used the following language, which he understood that he's explaining the Ramban Shita. Sheina mitzvah ela yud. Yud ayin vav dalim. What does that mean? Yud, Isha Goral, Isha Yud, man of faith, man of destiny. That's what Soloveitchik, Svei Dinim. But Rav Aaron Soloveitchik understood that to mean that the Rambam holds it to mitzvah kiyumis. Yud, as opposed to a mitzvah kiyumis. Kach, that's what I heard from him in the mid-60s when I was a little kid.
Where is Rambam
Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Hashmotis, that the Rambam forgot to count the mitzvah of Yishur Eretz Yisrael. Hey! Hashmota hey. Mitzvah hey, that he forgot to count. So, I don't think Rabbi Yaski, even though I have to like what you said, but he says essentially, the Chacham Tzvi, what I just mentioned to you, why it's not based on the did of Kofen ala mitzvah, the Gemara Ksuvis, but rather it's a different, this is clearly a different kind of aloha. So let's just be misakeim, at least the first part. Let's see, Kum, I would just say, based on what I said today, Rav Rishonim apparently take the Mishnah literally. Mitzvah chalitza. That there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Kipshuto. I think according to the Sefer HaChinuch, I didn't Xerox it for you, but it seems to me from my reading of the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. According to the Chacham Tzvi, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, you have to read the Chacham Tzvi much more carefully. You can't be samech on me. If you have 6 months that you'll be able to take off from your medical practice, then that's what I suggest you do, and read the Chacham Tzvi. Learn it al burya. I've been looking at the Chacham Tzvi for decades. Because this, I said, the first one. So I usually read in Digris Moshe, I read the first tshuva, then I basically gave up after that. And that's what I did with the Chacham Tzvi as well. And I read the other tshuva, what I call the Chacham Tzvi, that tshuva Yom Tosheni, because everyone is, no one observes Yom Tosheni anymore. That means no one means people who come from Chutzar, Eretz Yisrael. They hold on Chacham Tzvi, or they all became Chabadnikim, they all became Sfardim, they all became, I don't know, whatever other. You told me that, and you heard that from Rav Soloveitchik. My understanding was what he told his son, namely, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik told Rav Soloveitchik when he came to Eretz Yisrael in 1935. This I heard from Hagoyim Lavaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, told me this myself, that he called his father what to do on Shavuos. He came here on Shavuos, what to do, and his father told him, hold the day and a half. Hold Issa Malacha the second day, because even though we don't paskin like those who say that you hold 2 days, we paskin like Chacham Tzvi. That's what Rav Soloveitchik was told by his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. However, we have to be worried about the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, there were 2 day minyanim here in Eretz Yisrael. He has in the Tshuvas, Avkas Roichel. I think I told over this story already. I did. I heard the story from Rav in Kfar Roeh. He told me the story. Rav Neria Zatzal. He told me, and then I heard it from others as well. Rav Neria told me, I used to visit Rav Neria because he had a son-in-law, Tzvein Lebracha, who came to Toronto for a year to be a Rebbe. He was a Rosh Kotel, Ebenezer Kotel in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Toronto on Shlichut. It's Shver Kaminsin to come on Shlichut to teach Shana Aleph students in Toronto, Canada. A Rosh Kotel of an Ezra Kotel, knows Ebenezer Alburio, comes to teach Shana Aleph 13-year-old students in a high school in Toronto. They basically destroyed the poor fellow, Mamish and Machen Vanem Ashmata in Gansin. He left after 1 year, but yeah, because of that, I got to know who Shver. So that's why he came, apparently. That's the reason why, no other reason he could have come. And so Shver used to give me a sefer every year and told me the following story, that when Rav Soloveitchik came to Eretz Yisrael in 1935, so that's when he met Rav Kook Zatzal. He was present at that meeting, and Rav Kook spoke to him in learning. He was Mamash Al Eretz Devaya at that point, and he said that he has the Hotan Nitzis from the Zeda. He has the spark of the Zeda, of Rav Chaim Briska. And he says, it's going to be the next one, the Gdoli Ador. That's what I heard from Rav Neria. B'chozot, I'm just telling you that this issue, which is the Chassam Sofer, that's how we began. So since Rabbi Yazga mentioned the Zoya, I thought I'm going to call the Zoya too, and which is very rare for me, but Rabbi Yazga has had a major hashpa in my life. He's trying to introduce me to Sisrei Torah. Anyway, so the Chassam Sofer I saw in Chelekei of the Tshuvas, he writes the following. He says, according to the Zoya, Ein manayach lenefesh hameis, talking about yibam v'chalitza, ein manayach lenefesh hameis, ad sheteled ha'isha me'ochiv ben, I'm not quoting his lashon exactly, ha'mamali mekamish hameis. That's what he writes over there. And then, if that's the case, so that's the ideal. Of course, if that doesn't work, then the takon is v'chalitza samino, you have to go to chalitza. But even according to the Zoya, it's not a mitzvah say. I would call it a school of the Nishmas Hames. No more than that. It's a school of. My wife and I have this ongoing, we're mamish opposites. She's into every school of, and I'm not a school of man. That's Nishman Esek. That's why we are a very good match, no? Rabbi Peter, what do you say? Eze kenegdo. Just stress the kenegdo. So I'm into, I became aware of a lot of schoolers, but anyway, as they state there, Mechsam Sevi quotes from the Zohar that the ideal is the Yibum that should take place. And therefore, he calls it, the Chinuch is mashal like that also, the Chinuch calls it Gmilas Chesed and Amesim. The act of Yibum is an act of Gmilas Chesed. You're perpetuating Lachim Lachim Shame. We once spoke about this at the beginning of Yevamos. The first Shia we said in Yevamos, I don't know how many months ago, that there we discussed this issue. You have to give the same name. And perhaps it's comparable too, at the Chsam Sevi says, he says it's like Amiras Kaddish. It's like saying Kaddish after the Niftar. That's his analogy. The Chsam Sefer. Amiras Kaddish after the Niftar. Or, I don't know, what does it say? The Gemara in Shabbos that the mitzvah is to use Dafka Shem and Zayis. Shem and Zayis, when you do Halakas near Shabbos, you probably don't light with candles, do you? You light with candles? Oh, you raise me. You remind me.
My wife
it wasn't Cheshid you. Rabbi Levinson always tells me, David, Atah Rashke Bahag Shul Kovin Adola, Avol Ma Yitzlachtem Lasov, Lehavi Kol Akil Kulim Shul Atzot Abrit Lipo. That's what he told me already, at least 4 or 5 times. Anyway, so I don't know, anyone still lights with Shem Azayas? Anyone do that? Everyone lights with candles and Erev Shabbos. So here also, you can't compel a woman, just like you can't compel a woman to Fagura, so too, Kol Shkei Lumidas Chesed, if there's an element of busha, element of Torah, what I mentioned in Mishle, in Chsam Sefer, that or any other reason, and mainly you simply try to be mamlitz to her that she wants to do something good for her husband, her ex, Zechen Levracha, so that's what she should do. And I read the Lashon of the Chsam Sefer at the end. B'yaseh mizeh ein iti b'zeh b'dobo she'en lo sheresh b'shasu poskin. That's how he ends this tshuva. Ha'nistoros Hashem Elokeinu Hu ye imanu b'yazveinu al dvar kvodesh ma'agodah. That's how he ends this tshuva regarding Yibam. Sam Sofer, Chelekei Simen Pehei. Okay, now I was going to talk about Chalitza according to Rav Chaim Briska, but that would need another shiur. The question is why there's a distinction, just like the chil between Kedusha and Nisuin that I spoke about in the shurim I gave on Sundays and Tuesdays. So too, the similar issue with reference to Chalitza regarding Eidei Kiyum and the like, what's required, what's not required, what's being created, what's not being created. You'll take a look at Rav Chaim Briska and Perek Dalet, Yibam Chalitza Halacha Tezayin, Agan Tzarichos, and Adad Achreinim have a field day regarding that matter. Right.
Procedure, right? So, you know, the Rambam tells it a mitzvah, but it's a matir. So, the Rambam is using a different set of parameters for
Edechanami. Edechanami. You have to examine. I just want to mention, next Friday, I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be here the whole week. I just discovered that when I spoke to my better half. So, she is going away. I'm going away with her. So, why? So I'm not going to be here. I won't. Sunday night also, I'm not going to say a shiur because I have a chasen. Every Sunday night, I have a chasen. I'm coming back 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I hope I get back before Shabbos. Otherwise, Rabbi Baum, that you'll have to give the tasha. But I want to speak next Shabbos anyway because I want to talk about Hagoyim of Dov Lishitz Hatzal. Shabbos Parshas Chukas is his yard side. Yes.
But the Zohar, you just put it in Svasemis, either he does Yibum, and so by having a child, he's fulfilling within the role of the deceased brother, or Chalitza, is a mace, you remove the shoes of the mace. That's part of the Tahara, right? So by taking the shoes off of him, it's either going to be the kind of the memory of
Lachim Lachim Shame,
or? Or you're going to be like your brother who's dead, or you take your shoes off, like a Tahara.
Is Dr. Mazankis making some sort of an agadic, Kabbalistic statement?
Yes.
Okay.
I tell you, the Bible was trying to
say, Kothi Yasa Leish, right? Kothi Yasa Leish, I'll take your shoes off.
Okay.
Right?
There you go. Okay.